taste, if he, something that I would like to change for 2022 for myself is to stop spending money that I don't have.
Ooh.
I don't know what is going on, but I feel like since the pandemic started, I've been shopping unnecessarily and for more things that I don't need. I don't know if it's like an existential crisis, if it's because, like, you know, like I'm at a point in my career where I feel like, okay, you know, I can splurge here and there. But, yo, girl, I was looking at, like, just, like, relieving my debt at the end of this year, like, last year, it was such an amazing thing.
Ooh.
And I'm like, I don't want to go back to that.
Nope.
I don't want to be in that debt again.
You don't.
So 2022 is about not getting myself in debt and not spending money I don't have.
Yeah, I obviously am not a psychologist, I'm not a licensed therapist or anything, but I have watched quite a bit of videos on this, and I did reply to you in the WhatsApp line, but I feel like I need to say it on air just in case. I did watch a whole lot of videos on TikTok, and I know you probably shouldn't get like mental health advice necessarily on TikTok. There are some really good resources. And apparently for some people, I don't know if this is for everybody, but when you do shop, you actually get a dopamine release from shopping. And because of the pandemic, because of all the stress that a lot of us have been under, because we're potentially not getting those dopamine releases in other places, like going out and socializing with friends or any other place where you would maybe usually get your dopamine hit from, you're actually replacing it and trying to look for it in other places. Some people can look for it in food. Food can also release dopamine and give you that dopamine hit. Shopping can do it as well, which is why these things can also potentially become addictive. Very scary. Like I said, not a licensed therapist. It's just a video that I saw online, or a few videos I saw online. If you want to go and do some more research about that, might actually be a good thing that I could get somebody in to come and talk to us about, is the shopping or any kind of behavioral changes that we've encountered throughout the pandemic.